At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I mean, I heard it a couple times last night. He said, no way. I said way. Let's just bring Dean Phillips in right now, the former congressman, regular on the show. Can you imagine two interpreters, Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin? No way. Way. I mean, come on.
You know, Chad, the truth is, I think interpreters have more political power around the world than everybody recognizes. When you really think about it,
that is
one word.
Yeah, that is true.
The difference between war and peace.
Mm-hmm. I want to get to that segment number two, but I want to thank you for coming on, as always, John Schuster, Coldwell Banker Hotline. The two of us have talked off-air about this. We've talked on-air many, many times. Huge part of your life now, post-Congress, is trying to find a way to foster an opportunity for the public and others to be a part of not just Democrats, not just Republicans, more opportunities, maybe third party, maybe fourth party, get more people involved, get more people in the center represented. So you know this well. Elon Musk, after his falling out with the president, after their breakup, he's mad. He doesn't agree with some of many things in the so-called big, beautiful bill, including parts that hurt him personally and other parts where he is true to the deficit and feels like he believes the CBO when it points out over the next decade, this is going to raise the debt by $3.3 trillion. So he has come up with the American Party. That's what he is saying right now. We know he changes his mind every 5 minutes. We know this could turn into something. We know he could change his mind. What is your view on this? And have you had any communication with Elon Musk about his venture?
So, Chad, answering the last question first, Mr. Musk and I have been in touch and corresponded during my presidential primary campaign. And I wouldn't be surprised if we have another conversation soon. I can't get into those details, but he is one of many, many Americans that are coming to the same conclusion. And no matter what people think of his antics or even his politics, I think what he is feeling is what so many of us are feeling, that the two-party system that did serve our country so well and our state so well for two centuries is fraying. And the notion of competition, anybody who's listening, who is in a private sector business or any kind of an organization, understands that competition usually generates better outcomes. It makes the existing brands or companies or parties in this case have to be more responsive to the customer, to the voter. And I think what he feels is what I feel, which is that it wouldn't be bad for our country to lower the barriers to entry in for political competition. It's the only category, Chad, in which America seems to create such barriers to entry that it's almost impossible to compete. And that seems antithetical to the American way. So I am in conversation with a lot of people. I also recognize the consequences of doing it poorly or aggressively or without thoughtful consideration of what might happen or what might not happen if there's no other alternative. So time will tell, but I am focused on a better way forward for the center right and center left in our country who feel abandoned. And most importantly, lastly, you know, governance is different than legislating. And we are in a woeful circumstance relative to the executive offices in many parts of the country. You know, the way cities are being run, states are being run, and our federal government. So that's what I'm most focused on is competency, cooperation, more than anything else.
Okay, so let's try to button this up a little bit. I don't think you're going to share everything, but you know I'm going to try to push this a little bit. So can you try to typify what the what this dialogue was like during your presidential campaign? And since his announcement, has there been any dialogue at all, or is it you think there will be?
There's no interview that I get in more trouble than with you, which is a good sign.
Yeah. And so let's get in a little trouble here.
So let's make a little trouble.
Yeah.
I anticipate we will be speaking, and I'm not. I just can't get into those details. There are others. Andrew Yang, of course, started the Forward Party, and there are many. There are current elected officials who are interested in another way. There are tens of millions of Americans, everybody who is now an independent, that is interested in another way. And I'm having conversations with people of prominence and people of ideas. You know, people of wealth and people of more modest means about how to do a thoughtful new approach to American politics. It's not a threat. It's not a to take a party down. It's simply to create a space and place for people who want to see this done differently. And Mr. Musk, as we all know, has done what few can do. He's alienated the right and the left. I think that's fair to say. I don't believe that if he is the face of a new party, it will succeed. I do believe if tens of millions of Americans share that interest and wish to invest in a new way forward as pioneers of a new democracy, then there's an opportunity. And if Mr. Musk and others have a shared sentiment, you know, he certainly has the platform and resources to help create something that I think could serve the country well and utilize that model. And I think that's going to be the big question is whether or not he's willing to support but not be the face, and that's a big difference.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Dave, I'm going to use my spidey sense here. Since there was dialogue before and Dean is now saying he anticipates dialogue, I'm going to say that intermediaries have reached out to the two sides. Do you think
that's fair?
I think Elon said no way.
I just don't think translators have such power.
Yeah.
Translators have such power. You just translated my foreign language, and that's exactly my intention, exactly.
So people on each side are trying to put something together so the two of you can talk. Would you anticipate this face-to-face?
At some point, possibly. Again, yep. Chad, and I don't want to mislead people. I think I share the concerns of many Americans about intentions and methodologies, and democracy is fragile. Mr. Musk and Mr. Trump, in many ways, have been bulls in a china shop, and that's not necessarily the way I proceed with such initiatives. So time will tell if we actually sit down face-to-face. He is but one of many thousands of people, and I say it again, thousands of people.
But he is the wealthiest man on the planet, and he was essential to Donald Trump winning. Like, I agree. It's more than just the top guy. You need, as you said, millions and millions. But if you have access to billions of dollars, and he's willing to step back, which, let me just say, I'm dubious of that myself. But if he's willing to step back and he wants to bring in individuals who could represent somewhat of the views you have and somewhat of the views others, that makes this very intriguing. But why would he step back, as visible as he is with everything, even as visible as he was politically and appearing with Donald Trump, Doge, how involved he is with Tesla and SpaceX and X? Why would he just say, okay, here's the money, I'm going to let other people run this party?
Well, Chad, I suppose that's the billion-dollar question, and history would indicate that that is not a comfortable space for him. But he's also an investor, and so are tens of millions of Americans. And just if I were to lay out this notion, imagine a party that required term limits, that required candidates to be of competency and some experience and common sense. Imagine a party that issued an IPO, an initial public offering to the entire country, soliciting $5, $10, $20, $100 contributions from millions of Americans, and then perhaps solicit resources from some of America's wealthiest, so that you create a foundation, if you will, that would support the campaigns of candidates and eliminate the need to do the shameless dialing for dollars that so many do right now. If he and others buy into that notion of beginning something, not aiming for the White House immediately, but starting with state house races and city council races, maybe some house races, a Senate race or two, where you can demonstrate this new model of a new way forward that at the very least, in my estimation, would bring the left and the right to the center, because if they lose market share, they have no choice but to start reaching out to Americans who are disenfranchised. That's the notion. If he's willing to step back and invest, he would be one of many. There's no way a party would work if it's the Musk America Party. There is a way that a new party could work if it's tens of millions of Americans in participation and in concert with those of great means who do not control the strings. Nobody wants a handful of billionaires controlling American democracy. That's why it's going to require millions of people. That's the question. He's got the biggest platform and the biggest bankroll in the world. And if he can play a role in bringing people together, it would be a blessing. If not, there are many others who could do so.
Dean Phillips is with us. I know a friend who has a Twitter account. That'd be me. So, and Dave has access to it. So if we summarize this when we pause, when we come back, get to other topics. Dean Phillips confirms to WCC Radio that during his presidential campaign, he communicated with Elon Musk. And now, after the news of the American Party, backed by Elon Musk, he expects to have a dialogue with Musk fairly soon. Is that fair?
I think that's fair. I think many will
accurate?
Read into that, Chad. As you well know, many will read into that that I'm somehow aligning or joining, and that is an important caveat. None of the above. It's a conversation, one that I'm having with many, and that's what's important.
Got it. We're going to tweet something like that out, Dave Harrigan, at Chad Hartman Show. We'll take the summary that we've come to an agreement on, and we'll come back and get to other topics with Dean Phillips every time he's on. He makes news. That's why we have him on this show. Whether Joe Biden should step away, whether I'm going to run for president, whether I'm going to step away to now that, yeah, when I was a candidate, I chatted with Elon Musk, and now I want to sit down and find out more about his plans for this party, and is he willing to step back and where it might go. So Dean Phillips, as always, making news here on CCO. I'm going to talk about Pella, a company that has been very good to me, most importantly at my house. I've only been doing the commercials for 2 years, okay? So, and they're great, professional, thorough, good people. I like that. But a house I first moved into, 2007, and eventually moving out at some point this year, the Pella windows and doors have been great. I didn't think I was moving, and I made some pretty big changes last year in my kitchen, and they work with the style, they work with my budget, and they improved my kitchen dramatically. Then they replaced five or six other windows or made some modifications. They can do all of this with you if you go to PellaNorthland.com. They'll come out to your place, condo, house, free visit, okay? You can also go to showroom. Dave's got one in Woodbury. I've got one out in Plymouth. They are really, really good people. I trust them 1,000%. I can tell you about the deal. I'm not even going to tell you about the deal this time because I want you to go there right now, PellaNorthland.com, and you're going to find out how great it is, even without the deal, which I talk about so often, and it's fantastic. And you'll find out more about it at PellaNorthland.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.